Good morning, Rabbi Isai. We're in the Ruach HaKodesh. So, Rav Pesach, here we go. So, Rabbi Isai, we're starting a new sugya here based on the Gemara and Daf Lamed Ches. Go through the Gemara and Daf Lamed Ches a little bit, if you can. Where the Gemara and Mishnah says, not this page. Let's go to the Gemara. Narish and Arsa, Minis Garsha, Rabbi Isai Haglili. Lamed Ches, Lamed Ches. Says the Mishnah, Narishan is Arisovin is Garsha. So it was an Arison, and then a Gershim and an Arison. So the Machlek is Tanoim, to Rabbi Yosef Glili, and Rabbi Kiva, where she has a Knas and not. Rabbi Yosef Glili says she has no Knas, and Rabbi Kiva says she has a Knas, and the Gemara is Derishit from Limudim. Therefore, the Tam of Rabbi Kiva has a Pasuk, Ashaloi Arasa, Ashaloi Arasa. And the Av is Zeicher in the Knas, and Asher Oyelet Loye Rasa takes out a woman who was Nisarsa. If she was Nisarsa, Nisgarsha, the Av loses the Schuss, and the Schuss goes to the Isha. 10 lines further down, Rekub Lam Yeshla Knas, Knas Lavia. Tamad Lema, Asher Loye Rasa, 4 lines from the bottom. Machlekis Harishainim. And this halacha of Rabbi Kiva, that nasa la'atzma, and the schus of the av is paka with the erison, and if there's an einus, the av no longer gets the kesef. Is this only for the knas, or does it apply also to the baishas upagam? This is a machlekes in Rishonim. We'll see in the Rambam, the Rashi, Tosfos, and Ramban quickly. As we can lay out these Rishonim, and then we'll see how the Achronim explain the Svaris HaMachlokes. So let's see first the Rambam. The Rambam Paskin with Rabbi Kiva. Please go to the pages here, not the introductory pages. Keep on going. Back to the Mar Makimus. So the Rambam Paskin with Rabbi Kiva and Naram Rasa Beis Tazayin. Habashan is Arsha and is Garsha. Got to make that a little bigger, please. Knasa levada levadoi laatzma nensa oinispatsa vachem is Garsha lachar knasa knasa lachar knasa vishar devarim lavia sha einar sin metzin b'shus ha'av. So the Rambam Pasuk Rabbi Kiva, the Arshan is Garshan is Garsha, the Knasa goes through itself, says the Kesem Mishnah, that the Rambam seems only to be talking about Knas, but the Baishas Megam still belongs to the father, even though she was Nisarsa, and later L'chayra, that took her out of Rosh Hashanah. The Rush explains that the reason the Rambam Pasuk is that way is the Avzchus was Paka, because he has a Pasuk, Ashalei Alasha. But the pasuk is only legabe the knas. The chiddush is that the schus av is a schus that the Torah gave him. Loved logically, it's a chiddush of the kra, and therefore that chiddush is legabe the knas, but not legabe the baishas begam. The baishas begam is not a teres akosuv. Baishas begam is a monetary compensation, because the baishas inures to the mishpacha and the begam. Therefore, why should his chus and the baishas and the begam take away? Knas is a fine. The Torah can take away and give it to her. Says the Rush, this is a nice svara, but I don't agree with it. And the Rush is chalik in the Rambam. And the Rush says, his chus of the av is paka, both in the knas and the baishas of the begam, because the baishas begam is iskish lit knas. The baishas begam is isk lit knas. 6 lines from the bottom, nearer. And the Rush brings a reason behind the timer, an exemption to iskish knas. 2 lines in the bottom. Sif nasal v'inar chamishim kesev, and there is a hekish. So the Gemara later and Mem Aleph brings the following case: the Yisema, the father died before a mother b'din, so the naira is zeichin the knas. No. Just stay where you are. The Rush brings the Gemara. We have to make up some lost time. So we don't have time to see the Gemara inside. I'll read it. Right. The father died before Hamad Bedin. So the Naira is like in the Knas and not the Arshia Av. And the Rush explains that the Schlis and the Naira newers just not only to the Knas if the father died, to the Baishas Bekam too. Why? Teretz is the Baishas Bekam and the Knas are Iskish Lahadodi, and therefore the Rush is Chalik in the Rambam. And if Erison is Mafkiya the Knas, it is Mafkiya, the Baishas, and the Pagam too, and everything goes to the Nairish Nisarsa. Tosfos, in discussing the case that the Rush brings of the Raya, which is where the father died before a mother Bedin, says, this is the Tosfos later in Daf Mem Aleph, we'll see it inside in a second, that the Naira was Zeche, both the Knas and Baishas Pagam, as the Rush says, because Iskish Ladog. Let's see Tosfos Daf Mem Aleph and Beis Divra Maskul Naira. But Lamaisa, it's the same svar as the Rush says, Iskish Ladadi. There's no logic here. And therefore, if the Knas is Mufka, Rosh Hashanah no longer is Chal on the Knas, then it no longer Chal on the Baishas and Pagam too. Ad kan divrei Rabbeinu Rabbi Senu Baliat Tosfos. The Ramban in that sugya in Daf Mem Aleph, and obviously the two sugyas between Lamed Ches and the beginning of the next Perek are inextricably linked. The Ramban, in the case of the where the father died before Mother Din, so the money goes to the Naira because there's no one else, but there is someone else. The estate of the father, the brothers, the Yerushia Av, also have a claim, because Lamaisa, whatever Pagam and Baishas the father suffered, the Yarshin male L'chayra take over. So they're claiming they want the Baishas Pagam. The says the Ramban and Hanami, they get the Baishas Pagam. Why? Because the fact that the father died was Mafkir his chus, that's only Lagabi the Knas, but not Lagabi the Baishas Pagam. And the Ramban explains this in a Svara. Says the Ramban, line 10. Bring the marker down there, Pesach. And move the Marmakim. Move the priest. Says the Ramban. I'm arguing with this Tosfos. It's a small Tosfos, but it must have been very early because Ramban is arguing with it. El Nashiva, Baishat Pagam, Mele Nafkla, Mechav, Chaver, Baishat Pagam is totally different from Chayiv. Baishat Pagam is learned from Hilchis Chavola. But like the Mele Zach, the Tyra, Shas, Nesina, some learn about Knas, that's like there's the custom of Knas. Knas is a fine. A fine, it was not Zach until Shas, Nesina. However, Baishat Pagam is Mame, nice and beyond. The Knas, Shalayich, nice, Chenik, Shabosh, Pagam. Hamalav, Kedod, Ninu, and Rabban is therefore Chaylik with this entire Sabara. That the Baishas Pagam and the Knas are shava to each other. So we have a machlekes between the Ramban on one hand, Tosfos and the Rush on the other hand, and the Shitas HaRambam is, as we'll see in a moment, Vashtetzach Hashitam Chudeshah. So it comes out, we have machlekes between Rishayim. Tosfos and the Rush hold that Knas and Baishas Pagam are Iskish Lahadadi, and even though Knas is a fine, the Baishas Pagam monetary chayivim doesn't matter. It's a custom. They have the same chayivim, the same turim, and therefore, if the father loses the schus and one, he loses the schus in both. And the Rambam, l'chayra, and the Ramban do not agree with this, and they hold that the two can be bifurcated, and one has one set of chayivim, and the other one has a second set of chayivim. Ad kan, a recitation. Not doing it justice, of course, with Shitas Rabbi Seinu HaRishayinu. So I want to learn with you today as this week's Lumdus, Eshtigal of Rabbeinu Seinu, Yashenis Eilem, Rabbeinu Karfilov, Hashem Yikam Damai, was murdered by the Nazis. He was the one of the two or three, along with the Rabbi Malin, most Chashava Arayas, Sheva Chabura, I guess it was Michael Feinstein, of that Kufa, before the war. He left over Ksavim, which were published Lachem Yisasa, a small kuntris. I'm sure it's only a tiny chelik of his large output. And the Rabbanis Elim has a svara which explains his machlekes in Rishonim as to whether or not Baishas Megam goes together with Magnas or not. We'll tell it to you outside, and then we'll see how much we can see inside. So he says the machlekes of Rishonim here is a machlekes in the etim gather of Baishas Megam in a case of Vinus and Mefata. There are two ways to look at this. You can look at this and say that Baishas Megam is chayim medin chavol, just like if you're chayim lechaver, it's one of the chavdalad nezikin. There's a special pasuk of Tachas Asha'ina. The Yisayid of the Gili of the Kra is that the Chiyuv is not Nichlal and the Tashlom of Chamishim Kesef. And there's another Chiyuv, and that's Baishas Pagam. And therefore, there's an extra pasuk to tell you specifically that there's no necessarily connection between Knas and Baishas Pagam. The Cholik B'Yisayidina, one is monetary, one is a fine. The Taisus and the Rush hold, who said Iskish Ladadi, that the site of the Machayev of Baishas Pagam is not Medine Chavala. It's a new Xeris Hakasav Tashlume Medine Oinus Mefate. Doesn't belong in Sefer Nezikin, belongs in Sefer Nashim. In the case of Oinus Mefate, there's a new fine that the Torah gave to the Anes, and he has to pay Baishas Pagam. And therefore, it has nothing to do with the parsha of, and therefore it has nothing with the parsha of Chavala, and it is in fact a new gzeres hakasav within the penumbra of Einus Mefata. It belongs in this sefer of the of Chazal, and as we'll see in the Rambam, and therefore, but Knas and Baishas Begam are. As Taisus of Nafmim Aleph says clearly, they both come, they're not from Chavala, they both come from the same Parsha. However, the Rambam do not agree with this. They do not agree with this far of Iskish Ladadi, because the Ramban and the Rambam hold that the site is Medina Chavala. Let's see here. The Rebbeinu Salem. Reish Nara, lay speak alam and dinat shamei sviya shabagro la atzma kasa Ramban. Risi b'taisa chachachma. It's far somebody quotes the Ramban. Was chelik with taisis. Let's go down. Ein zanachim. The labu kro ksivel lishmina meshein b'kal chamishim kesef. And he quotes the tells the taisis. Shitin sa Rambam. Yidas the taisis. Chena rush. So we have we have the Rambam on one side here. Oh, we'll see where Rambam ends up in now. We have the Mechlekes Tanoim. Okay, so the Mechlekes Rishonim. Let's go down to the bottom right. Beside Hachdina, Behekshis, Beishkal Knas, Lamish Zanit Zanit Nira. Apirshu Dafkia Terra Barsha Gamza Mechal Shah Chayvlam. The Torah took Baishas Begam out of the other normal parshas Chaval v'Iskish Knas. Why did Min Chivin Dan Sfatahu? Let me know Chaval Balmu. It's a new Gzeres Hakasav that the Baishas Begam is Neivea, springs from the parsha of Einis Mefata. It's not a din of Chaval. Let me know Chaval Balmu. Rak du din mechudish. Here's the vart. Hanoima, the parshas Einis Mefata. The Nafkum v'Krat Chashin Nebekal v'Ika Baishas Begam. It's not nichlal in the same general parsha as banging up somebody's car or hitting them in the face. Why? Given the minimum that it's not of lem chashar chavarsu. Shapar shaychlam diskus chamish and kesset mishzan nizan nitin. Rabban chelik azem sfir le delay nafkal mikra the tachas hashayina ella. You know, do I nichlal ba bitch become a chal gimel shkal mechaz delay it's kashar chayvlu. They never a human parts of Klal, the name of Iskish Ladadi. Im Kain, a Ramsil Kabisha Taisis from Nichad, like Baishas Begam did in the Chayim. The lack of Baishas Begam did in the Chayim, the Purish Ruffs, Tarsha Shum, and Mayna Mashal, and Valay Lok, and Kim and Lab Medin Tashum, and Chayim Lama, Kim Dechim, and Chidish, and Medin Ayis Mefat. So this is the Rebbeinu Salem Vart, that it's a new Chayim, and Chidish, And then it goes on to distinguish the Bagris, which we need to have distinguished later. We'll get to Mirat Hashem at great length in the beginning of the go to the next page. Hine Narsh Zartam Zgarsha is really El Kanas. Go to the next page. The Bais of Dam Didom Bidin Chaybal Ba'alma Alrav Kiva. This really Kanas La'atzma, and he goes on to make the Svaras Mechlekes between the Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yisrael really Tali in this Lamedus. So again, Rabbi Yisai, Shaila is whether or not Bais has begun with Medina Kabbalah, or it's called Misai Dinai, that it's a new din of Linus Mefatna. This is the Mechlekes Rishayna between the Taisus and the Rush. On one side, the Ramban, and the Rambam on the other side. Now, there's another problem with the Rambam, and I'll leave you with this. And this is explicated by the Achrayim. On one hand, the Rambam in Halachat Hazvav says, in the case of the Gemara Daf Mem Aleph, where the father died from mother Bedin, that the girl gets both the Knas and the Baish of the Gam. How could that be? This seems to be a direct stira to the Gemara Lama Ches, in the case in Saras and the Garsha, where the Rambam paskins that Baish of the Gam are not Shavmul Lidina Knas, as we explained. This problem is raised by three of the great Gedalia Achrayim, because we had some technical difficulties here in the end. I'm not sure I'm going to get to all of them, but I'll just try to give you a tamtzis of the Stipler and the Arsameach from Naftali. I think you'll have to see on your own. The Stipler says that the Rambam holds, so what's the Shaila Rabbi say? The Piyat Fries is a punitive sneer in the Rambam. The Rambam seemed to be being sized for himself between the Sarsa and his Garsha and Mesa Avkaida Mad Badin. So which one is it? Is the Baishus Begam a Din Chavala or it's not a Din Chavala? Here in Perik Beis Lach Tezvav, he says, Mesa Av Arba Devarim Shalashala, Am the Dimitava Isam, etc., etc., Harain Shalah Av. But if it's otherwise, it goes to her. Shalah. So we see Av Shamesh Kaidim Badin that the Naira is in both, and how does that stand with Misarsha Misgarsha? So the Stipler explains, Ram holds Baish of the Gam or Iskut Knas only for one thing. Ramam agrees with Taisvis that there is Iskut Shadani, but only limited to one thing. And what is that? And the father's not Zeich B'Knas had a Maris Medin that we already had established many times. So too, there's a Halachim Fereshis that is Nevea in this Parsha that is not Zeich Baish of the Gam and Mother Medin. And therefore, if he died before Mother Medin, that's Chus. Goes away. But that's not a steer. It's an Azarsa and a Garsha. See the Stipler inside. Keep on going. You went too far. The near of himself, Masha Biar, Obshat Kameshi, the Taisvis. Tavzil Shav, Taisa Maran shall ask Matani Bainsa of a mill of Philip by Bush of the Gam. The Kim to come in on Zach Glasses out of Madabadin. Well, then the Bush of the Gam, the Panassus Rabbi. There's a specific zero sakasha. From the Imaida Mifter, Yafshalem, the Gam, the Baisha to come make a din a knas. Shane is like a chas about the din. So he's having a voyeur, but had to become more besoaking the Baisha to come, might have cut him a willing, if there might have a knas. So the chilik here says the Stipler is that this is limited, there's a specific halacha that it's similar to Adamada Bedin, and therefore, if Kmeis Kaidim Adam Bedin, the schus goes away. Rabbein Ar Sameach has different teretz. You have to see the whole stipler, the flow of the stipler, as always. Inside. Look at the, sorry, before you get to Ar Sameach, I'm sorry, so one more minute here with the stipler, and then we'll go through Ar Sameach. The step that we goes to the where he has the paragraph here, the teretz in the Rambam. Vafize yashiv shitas the Rambam. Page before on the left side. Pide yashiv shitas the Rambam. Blay speak a pasuk shagam b'shem gamla atzma. Masaras a pasuk derakanas latzma. So it's a steer. Why doesn't the masaras kasha? Why doesn't the b'shem gam go to her too? B'shem gamla av. Says why? According to Taisus, iskish b'shem gam kanas. When mishes any don't need rath iskish kanas and zayich b'shem whatever din. The hekesh is limited to this one yisoid that the is not zeicha ad shas marabdim. That's the hekesh, and that's it. And therefore, lay speak alamadin shemesa av. Then by shvegam taka goes to her because the father was not zeicha till marabdim. After shas marabdim, kvarin koyel slusav because he's not around anymore. Not even before. Shareish shakvar yatsim shusav. Avagam nesaris was garsha. So there, the Chariz Eskira was in the Rambam. There, the Patrick was Avi L'chol Moli Rak Tzuskenas. So it's the Tarla Bas Mekadash. There's the Gzeris Lekasov that Nisash Garsha. It goes Ashalei Rasa, Ashalei Rasa or Rasal Atzma because I rap. So therefore, the father keeps the Boishes Bekam. That the Beshusi he Tarla is called Shvach Mulem. The whole thing is the Mafkir Knas, but the Boishes Bekam is a Chiv Mamein. That's my top shares of Garsha. The Ram is master Garsha, but some of them were Brishalmi. The slap what says the Ramam is a Yershalmi. Okay. Yar Sameach, just to conclude here, says when the father died, Bishasa Mada Bedin, the reason that where he loses the schus is because the schus of the father is Paka, because once a father dies, he no longer has any shlita in the Bitai. And therefore, Baishas and Pagam is Chukash Laknas, and this Svara that once he dies, he does nothing else. But the svara is shayach by shabagam too. But that's only when he dies. The skarsan is garsha, the svara, the father theoretically could bezeich in the knas. The Torah took the court of Akiva. Had a pasuk which took this away, that's only for the knas, but not for the baishas begam. Somewhat similar to Mahalchim of the other chayin, but not exactly the same way. Shittasai. Shittasai. Taisin the baishagam dam le knas shakul lo shalav, vazechalik aleim, the shittas on next page. That's Rabbeinu. The Rambam holds the knas lechud avishala, only knas. And therefore, dafka b'knas and not b'ishes begam, as we said earlier, are similar a little bit to the svaras and the achrayna of the Yenis Elim and the other achrayna. Rabbi Sai, sorry, we had some technical difficulties and to go a little faster than I like. Three sheets, two, maybe three sheets in the Rishonim, as to whether or not Bashis Begam and Knas or Iskish Ladadi, Shitas Tais that it is, Shitas Rush that it is, Shitas Rambam, and the Ramban, the Chayr that it isn't, even though we have a steer in the Rambam, and the reconciliation of the steer in the Rambam, and how tightly the side of the Hekish to Bashis Begam is, and the Chilik between this Arshan and the Garsha, where there's still listened to the father, according to the Stapler in our Sumerach. And the case where Mesav Rishnesh Osabadim Adin, where Pukas Chusav, because he's simply not available to accept these Chusim. I would ask Toilam to take a look at the stipler and the Rishmeh inside, just to chazer this inside. Everybody have a good week, and we'll see each other again. Sorry, we owe you a few minutes, which we'll try to make up next week. Everybody have a good week.